Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Shelter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Hello and welcome to the radio show Butterfly Moment. My name is John Shelter.
And I'm Carrie Hall.
Once again, we are here to affirm that we are all too blessed to be stressed. Carrie and I are both life coaches. We specialize in helping people make big changes in their lives. Quantum leaps, what we call a butterfly moment. What is a butterfly moment? It's that moment where this clumsy, ugly caterpillar has an epiphany, an aha moment. And when it realizes that in the cocoon, as it splits apart, that it moves from the darkness into the light and realizes that it's one of the most beautiful creatures on earth, a butterfly. And best of all, it can soar. I would invite you to visit our website, Butterfly Life Coach, or on Empower Radio, or call the phone number 586-997-HELP. That's 997-HELP. Take advantage of our free first session. Carrie, how are you doing today?
I'm great, John. How are you? Or I'm well, I guess I should say.
Well, today we're very, very excited to have a mentor and a friend of mine, Gary Ryan Blair, who's going to be talking with us. And Carrie, could you give a little bit of background about
Gary?
Sure.
We're so excited to have Gary Ryan Blair, the creator and president of the 100-Day Challenge, author of a dozen books. Also, Gary Ryan Blair is known as the goals guy. He's one of the top strategic thinkers in the world. As an author, a speaker, a coach, and a consultant, Gary Ryan Blair is dedicated to helping his clients win by creating focused and goal-directed lives. Gary believes that life will not go according to plan if you don't have a plan. He shares his belief and his unique strategies with school systems and companies around the world, such as IBM, NASA, General Electric, Federal Express, Ford Motor Company, Disney, and others. Gary Ryan Blair's personal philosophy can be summed up in two words: everything counts. He believes in sweating the small stuff and teaches that every action, word, and thought either moves you toward or away from your goal, mission, and ultimate legacy, and that every moment offers an opportunity for advancement or retreat. Wow. Welcome, Gary.
Well, thank you, Gary, and welcome to our show.
Yeah, this is my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, I wanted to start out a little bit. If you could give some of your own background, your own struggles, and you know, your journey into where you are today?
You know, I was born out in New York, in Long Island, a little town called Smithtown. But for me, just from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I've kind of was raised in that type of family. My father didn't have the greatest schooling, where he dropped out of school at about eighth grade himself. But he got into the vending business, and this is kind of what I grew up with. And he always used to say something which is pretty interesting and stuck with me. He says, you know, when we're sitting here eating dinner, somebody's putting a quarter in one of our machines. And then he'd make some comparisons to, like, the doctor down the block or the dentist. And he's like, you see those guys? He said, they're not making any more money right now. And
great.
At the time, it didn't make any sense. I thought it was the ramblings of a crazy man. And as time had gone on, my father did anything that had to do with cash. So it was laundromats, then it went into car washes, and it was just that whole thing. So that conversation had always taken place. Is how do you make sure that you're making money, if you will, when everybody else, quite frankly, is not? Yeah, they have kind of a time for money type model. He didn't necessarily use those words. So anyway, he was pretty tight-fisted with it as well. Didn't share it. Said, if you want to do something, you're going to have to go out and do it and, you know, earn it on your own. So I've been, you know, had that blue-collar work ethic, that mentality since I was a young kid. And I'm thankful for it. I really am. Went to school at Syracuse, played ball, played there for a couple of years. And what really kind of happened for me was I wound up getting myself, I wound up getting hurt. And my shoulder blew out. And like a lot of people, you know, that NFL dream winds up going out the window, and you start to have to reevaluate what on earth I'm going to do. So a series of lucky breaks, I suppose, but I started to do some work as an intern for a long-distance phone company, MCI. And when I came back after a break, I thought, you know, there might be an opportunity here that no one's really covering. And it was long-distance phone bills for kids. Mm. Now, at this point in time, anyone listening, especially a young person, you know, you think about flat rate plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, back then in college, you know, if you had a girlfriend in another country or another state or whatever, you know, it wasn't too difficult to ring up a phone bill that was $200, $300, $400
mm-hmm.
and per person. And then, you know, the phone, of course, gets turned off and it's just a nightmare and everything else. So I actually started the first long distance collegiate telephony service, if you will.
Wow.
And did that for a number of years, built that up. And that was the first big financial pop that I ever experienced. And it was a significant one early on in life, and I sold that in my mid-20s. And from there, it was, you know, I got involved in a number of different businesses, but it's always been kind of a strong entrepreneurial streak, and eventually it kind of led me to the work that I'm doing today.
Hmm. Very interesting. I've got a question I'd like to ask you about, you know, something you said about your career. You wanted to be a pro football player?
I did.
And then you got injured. How does the goals guy deal with that type of trauma or, you know, the leaving of a dream?
Well, that's tough. And, mm-hmm. I you know, there's an old quote, and this was really kind of helpful because someone had given me this book, and it was by Thomas Merton, who was kind of considered a modern-day saint. He was a monk at St. Bonaventure. And at the very beginning of the book, he basically kind of builds it off of this one quote. And he says, if I am what I have, and if I lose what I have, then what am I?
Hmm.
And the reality is my identity, who I was, the praise, the accolades, everything that I had received was, and especially as a Division I athlete, you're the stud, you know? So, you know, someone takes care of your laundry, someone buys the tickets.
Yeah.
Life is pretty good. And as soon as that's removed, and quite frankly, the same was in high school too. You know, you wind up being the guy who's being recruited and everything else, and the red carpet's rolled out. Life is pretty darn good. Well, that stops instantaneously. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not even a slow abrupt. It just stops. Mm. So all of a sudden, your world goes from light to dark, you know, just like a light switch. So I had some dark moments, and I mean some really dark moments. You don't know your self-worth, what you're going to do. And I can relate, in all honesty. I didn't get to the pro level, but I can relate to some of the challenges psychologically that a lot of these pro ball players have, or even military guys when they get out, let's say, of a SEAL or whatever. Like, their whole identity is in terms of who they are, what they do. And when that's taken away for whatever reason, it shakes things up a bit.
Yeah.
But I basically say I give myself a good 6 months of funk and depression. And fortunately, I was able to kind of work my way out of that. But that was largely due to a girlfriend that I was seeing at the time.
That's great.
How did she help you, Gary?
Well, strangely enough, it was her father. He was a vice president for Dale Carnegie. And I was kind of like, this is where my rich dad, poor dad story kind of takes over. But he was a VP for Dale Carnegie. He introduced me to the program. Just a tremendous inspiration. It was, you know, you ask me, you know, different times, butterfly moments. I look at them as kind of like pivotal moments. You know, where are those inflection points where you could have gone one of two ways? And who are those people, places, or things that had taken place? This probably was the most significant earlier on in life that made that big change for me.
Sure. You know, with the holidays that are approaching, and you have to talk about to the goals guy, New Year's resolutions, you know, and how, you know, everybody has a different interpretation. Some say good, some say bad. It's a waste of time. What do you think? You know, how can you prepare us for the holidays and New Year's resolutions?
Well, you know, a couple things. First off, New Year's is the only holiday that celebrates the passage of time. So think about that for just a moment. So it's the end of one period, the beginning of the next. I think everybody should fully fundamentally take advantage of it because it is a fresh start. That's just the way the Julian calendar works. So why not use it to your advantage? I think that the biggest challenge that people have is they've never really been taught the right way to go about doing things. Mm. And as a result, their life from year to year winds up becoming just another Groundhog Day. It's just they're doing the same thing, same strategies, same belief systems, and getting the same lousy results. And they wonder why life doesn't improve.
Right.
And it's largely because, you know, we're taught, you know, how do you make your bed, how to make a sandwich, how to do this or that. But if you take the time to really think about it, probably the most important skill set that anybody could learn is how to create something from nothing. How do you take an idea, just a whiff, just to vapor, and turn it into some type of a practical outcome, and then do it again, and then do it bigger, and then do it grander? That's a learned skill, and unfortunately, most of our parents were never schooled on it, and you know, we become a victim of how they were victimized, I suppose.
You know, I've been doing the 100-day challenge for almost 2 years, and I wouldn't give it up. I mean, I get up and the first thing I do, I turn on my computer and I listen to you talk and, you know, for 5 minutes, I get inspired and I write out those goals and send them to myself. It's just a wonderful, wonderful program. How did that come about? Where was the inspiration for that?
Well, it was another one of those tragic situations. But this was my 9/11 story, honestly, where the genesis was.
Wow.
My model, if you will, my business model was largely dependent upon me being on the road and speaking 225 days a year. And that's tough when you just get married and have kids on the way. So I was already anxious about, looking for something different, not necessarily getting out of the industry, but I needed some other form of distribution. 9/11 had come. I happened to be out in Maui, of all places, giving a talk, and I couldn't leave. I was there for, I think I was stuck there for 6 or 7 days.
Hmm.
And during that time, every gig that I had probably for the next 2 months was canceled.
Hmm.
I mean, one after the next. And I saw my entire income. I saw my house go away. So it was gone.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, okay, what do I do now? And I just looked at it. I said, bottom line is, what business am I in? I'm in the branded information business. Well, does information only have to be distributed from the stage? Can it be distributed in a new format, in a different format? And certainly the internet was there. And I got real serious about looking at this new medium, and I was probably one of the guys who got in relatively early and has been able to build a brand and so forth. But I needed something unique, so let me just fast track this. I wanted to show people not just how to set a goal, but fundamentally that you could make some radical results quickly.
Mm.
And to give some evidence to this, this is actually even going further ahead in the story. But if you were to turn on the TV and see, let's say, a P90X, what's happening here is what you would call a breakthrough, a physical breakthrough, a massive physical transformation. From in a period of 90 days, you can go from fat and flabby to fit and fantastic. And they've got the evidence to make that happen. So we know that it's possible to have a physical body transformation. Then, let's say, I think it just went off the air not too long ago, but Extreme Home Makeover. Normally, the last house I built took 411 days. Oh, that's 411 days. That's over a year. Okay. What they were doing, they were building houses, 3,000-4,000 square feet in a week, in 7 days.
Mm.
I mean, that is just to completely change the timetable and radically, force you to rethink it. And I think the vast majority of people don't take that into consideration. They don't think about how quickly something can get done. And they probably enjoyed or waiting for the bus to be pulled rather than sitting back and trying to apply the same concept to their life. And as it relates to each one of them, there's a lot to be said for focus. There's a lot to be said for discipline, but there's a lot to be said for massive action, just right. Relentless execution for a short period of time, looking at it as kind of a sprint that you could truly move mountains with some focused, concentrated energies that, and you give it everything you've got. As long as you're deploying the right strategies, anybody could, whether it's paying off debt, growing a business, selling something, whatever the case might be. I've at this point in time, I've seen just about any goal you could possibly imagine, and have seen people change the entire perspective as to how long something could take.
Hmm.
I've seen some really radical results in getting like 10 years worth of results in 100 days.
Hmm.
That's
hopefully.
Exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly the value proposition. And I've seen it again and again and again. And I'm sure we'll talk about those strategies. I'll be happy to give those to you. But that's really the key to it.
I like your idea of hyper accountability and having a strong sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is very simple, but it's very deep, is the simple act of asking for what you want. That can be very critical to your success, but it's not really used that much because of, our innate, perhaps, fear of rejection, lack of confidence, something
that's
like that.
That's exactly it.
Self-defeating beliefs.
Yeah, well, you just hit all three is what it comes down to. But here's the best way to look at it. The 100-day challenge fundamentally is based on two principles, if you will, and they're foundational bedrock principles. One is the law of cause and effect. What that is, basically, we know predominantly three causes and effects. No cause, no effect. No ticky, no washy. You put nothing in, you get nothing out. Mm-hmm. Then you have wrong cause, wrong effect. This is what leads to failure. You eat the wrong thing, you say the wrong thing, you do the wrong thing, you get the wrong result. That's just the way it goes. There's cause, there's effect, there's result. Then you have right cause, right effect. That means basically what you're thinking, saying, and doing, you're doing it correctly. It's leading you towards a consistently successful outcome. Well, to me, you want to ramp it up even further. You want to say, what if I accelerate the cause? And I mean dramatically accelerate the cause. Could that potentially dramatically accelerate the result? The answer is absolutely, positively yes. And it works across the board. So that's point number one. Number two, and this is the key that most people don't understand and don't embrace. And let me set it up to you this way. Einstein, as we know, came up, and everyone knows is famous for that whole idea, E equals MC squared, relativity. But he was asked, you know, in your opinion, Dr. Einstein, what is the most powerful mathematical formulation that has ever been created? Is it relativity? He said, no. And he said, literally, immediately, he said, no. And he said, it is the principle of compounded interest. Wow. He called it the eighth wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very true. So just to give you kind of an example as it relates towards accelerating and about compounded interest, if you start off with a penny and you double it today, you get two. You double it tomorrow, you get four. You double it the next day, you get eight. You double it, you get 16. So at the end of 5 days, you got 32 cents. However, at the end of 3 weeks, you have $10,000. And at the end of 4 weeks, you have $1 million. It just shows you the power of compounded interest of just once you find the right thing and you just compound and compound. Well, if you take the same principle and apply it to your efforts, I basically call it the principle of compounded effort. So if you are making the proper sales wow. calls, doing the right things and everything else, would your results compound and grow? And the answer is without a doubt. The problem is that most people don't give themselves enough time because they have unrealistic expectations as to they expect instant and immediate change in an hour after going down to the gym one time. They expect to take off 30 pounds or they expect to, say they're going to stop smoking and all of a sudden be free of the impulse and, don't realize all the different stuff that comes along with it. So I think people don't even give themselves enough credit to truly even apply these principles that really are bedrock, foundational, and put them to good use again and again and again. That's really the key to it. But let me even go further. In sports, and I think life is sport. I think there's winners and losers. It's just the way that it goes. There's scorecards. You jump on a scale, you look at your bank account, mm-hmm. you look at your debt to income ratio, you look at anything. The bottom line, this is going to be scorecards. It's just the way that it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, when you look at sports, and this could be any sport, and I mean look at baseball, basketball, football, whatever it is, and although there are different players on the team, we know there's quarterbacks and fullbacks and halfbacks and there's safeties and everything else, even if you look at chess, you got a whole series of rooks and pawns and so forth, there's only two games that are being played. The position is irrelevant. What is relevant is, are you playing offense or defense?
Hmm.
Every game, literally every game, the common denominator is offense or defense. Now, what we hear in football is that the best thing you could do, the best offense is a good, strong defense. That's complete nonsense. That is utter complete nonsense when it comes to life. The single best thing that you can do when it comes to achieving your goals and radically transforming your life is to become what is called an offensive threat. This is what Michael Jordan was. James, what the heck's his first name?
LeBron James.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you start to go through and you start to look at it. This is what Peyton Manning is and everybody else, Emmitt Smith and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They're offensive threats. These people score, put points on the board. They're a threat. They intimidate their competition. Well, when it comes to you and I, the reason why I say you need to become an offensive threat, if you want to truly put the principle of compounded effort to play, what you have to do is sit back and say to yourself, what are all the offensive mm-hmm. skill sets? Offense looks like this. It is execution. It is focus. It's persistence. It's follow through. It's discipline. It's perseverance. It's, commitment and everything else associated with it.
Mm.
So what is defense? Well, defense essentially is any form of resistance, anything that stops you, if you will. This is indecision, uncertainty, procrastination, doubt, even just resistance itself, fear, insecurities, all of those type of things. What they do is they stop forward progress. It puts you in a position where now you're questioning yourself. You're questioning the goal. If you're late or unprepared, now you put yourself in a position where you even have to question your own performance and behavior to somebody else. So you're playing defense and justifying as to why you're late, didn't show up, or whatever. The single best thing that anybody can learn is how to become an offensive threat. And that's really what this program is all about, is designed to do exactly that.
Wow, Gary, that's cool. I like that.
Very inspiring.
Yeah.
Very
Once
inspiring.
Again, I just say for people who are tuning in, we are talking to Gary Ryan Blair, the creator and president of the 100 Day Challenge, also known as the Goals Guy.
Gary, I have to ask you another question about your program that I absolutely love, and it's the concept of start fast and finish strong in anything that you do. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, what I was looking to do when I built this program is I wanted to bring the best components of everything that I knew from the standpoint of what are all the ingredients of really built into a world-class program that has proven itself. So obviously you've got the program itself, and then there are a number of components. Start fast and finish strong essentially is the philosophy. It is the bookend. How do you start your day and how you finish is extremely important. The same way, there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end to every single activity. So if you look at it from that standpoint, you always have options. You could start slow. Unfortunately, how you start is usually how you finish. And I wanted to kind of implement and kind of give people kind of a heads up. So here's the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old philosophy that basically says, you know, and Brian Tracy says this, and listen, if you had Brian on the show, he would discount what I'm saying. But Brian will tell you, you know, eat a live frog first thing in the morning. And the whole philosophy around that is do the most difficult thing first thing in the morning mm-hmm. and get it out of the way. I understand that, but here's the problem with that. Usually when you have something very difficult, you're not going to sleep the night before. It's going to cause you a lot of heartburn. It may take a tremendous amount of effort and everything else. My feeling is stack the deck early in the day as possible. Start fast, build momentum, and you do that by knocking off 5, 6, 7 quick small tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that winning feeling. You get the momentum, you get the natural endorphin, your body is moving and leaning north in the direction where you want to go. And I think that's the single best thing you can do is to get some quick wins.
You're reminding me a little bit of the coach John Wooden, the famous UCLA basketball coach.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very inspiring.
It's powerful, you know, and on the other side, but even like you asked before about New Year's resolutions, you know, what people need to do, let's say a salesperson, the first question they need to ask themselves is if I made, I don't know, it's 85 or 185 or whatever money made last year, how do I take last year's income and how do I turn that into my, let's just say, my quarterly income? That's a pretty aggressive goal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you may even want to take it a step further. How do I turn my annual income, how do I turn it into my weekly income or my monthly income? And the fact is most people won't do that, ever achieve that, because they won't have the chops to even ask the question because they think it's so unrealistic. But until you ask the question and work on a plan and challenge yourself to really raise the bar and go after it, you'll never know what's possible. And that's why we need challenges. That's why we need to test assumptions. That's why we need... truly, to put ourselves in a position where we have to perform and really deliver great deeds. And I think it's a great way to look at it.
Another thing you say, Gary, that I really like is that the world is full of genies just waiting to grant our wishes.
Yes.
And that there are people out there who are actively conspiring to help us achieve our goals. So we have to believe that, you know, the genies will respond to our requests, but we have to be also willing to help cooperate with those that we are asking for our help. So, and that's like paying it forward. So, you know, I like what you say, you must be generous, kind, and that sets in motion relationships and networks that are like predisposed to help you and help each other.
Gary, it's great that you picked up on that point. Let's play with that. Somebody could look at it and say, what is asking, you know, people for help or favors, what does that have to do with achieving your goals? The answer is everything. So let me see if I can even layer that and kind of thicken the soup a bit more. Ultimately, in order for you to get 10 years worth of results in 100 days, you have to look at everything you do as an accelerator or a decelerator, if you will. It's either speeding things up or slowing things down. So let's go to the negative first. Again, when you procrastinate, when you're doubtful, when you're fearful and all that type of stuff, essentially you decelerate. You're slowing things down to going to a halt. Quite frankly, life is dynamic and constantly moving. So you're really going in reverse. You're losing. You're not holding ground. You're losing ground. On the other side of the equation, you have to sit back and say to yourself, what are the accelerators? So when it comes to, you know, to other people, the fundamental three things that everybody needs, we need access to opportunity, number one. We need access to people, and we need access to information. I mean, information truly is power. It's knowledge. So what you want to do is you want to have, when I talk about access to knowledge, this is for asking for opportunity, asking for the job, asking for this, asking for that, asking for the discount, all that stuff. But fundamentally, when you ask questions, you have to sit back and realize that one well-connected person who knows, who has opportunity, who is the right person, who has the knowledge, and maybe there are three different people, but fundamentally, one conversation with a smart person who's already paid the price, already climbed the mountain, already knows what works and doesn't work, could save you decades, literally decades, of bad moves of money, experience, scratch knuckles and everything else. And the same way with somebody who's connected, somebody who's well-connected who can make an introduction to you, we have to realize that, a large part of this life is who you know. And most people in a world where there's 7 billion people, they don't even know the people next door to them.
And not being afraid to ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open.
We've got about a minute left, Gary. I want the listeners to know that we are affiliates of your program. We're using in our life coaching program, the 100-Day Challenge. If you want more information, you can come to our website, butterflylifecoach.com, or call the number 586-997-HELP. And Gary, anything else you want to say about getting a hold of you?
Listen, check out everythingcounts.com. It's a great site with some wonderful information on improving the quality of your life and dedicating your life to excellence. I think anybody who visits it will love what's on there.
Hey, Gary, do something big, bold, and beautiful this week.
Thank you so much for being on our show. We really are honored. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.